The most important sunrise of the year. Whether it's your first time or 10th time, join Pieta and Electric Ireland for this year's Darkness into Light. On May 11th, everyone's welcome. Sign up, take part, and raise much needed funds for suicide prevention at darknessintolight.ie.
It's almost 12 o'clock. With Noyex.ie, revamp your kitchen with style. Get an affordable and quality design from the experts.
It's Noyex Newman's kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
On FM, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
At midnight, good evening, I'm Tina Gates. Jury selections to continue tomorrow in New York for Donald Trump's hush money trial. He's become the first former US president to face criminal charges in court that relate to allegations he falsified business records to pay porn actress Stormy Daniels. Mr. Trump denies the charges and reiterated his objection to the trial on his way out of day one.
Scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
Israel says it will do whatever is needed to protect itself after Iran's drone attack at the weekend. Defence Forces Chief of Staff Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari has been speaking at an airbase he says was targeted.
We shall do whatever is needed in order to protect the state of Israel. We shall do so at the time and date we choose.
Taoiseach says he doesn't want women accessing abortion services to feel like criminals. However, Simon Harris has added careful consideration must be taken before changing legislation on the issue. It came ahead of a new documentary which aired tonight showing many Irish women are still travelling abroad to access abortion services. The Taoiseach says a review into services here is ongoing.
We had a very significant debate in this country. Unlike other referenda, we published legislation. We told the Irish people, if you vote yes, this is what it will mean. Of course, we also put in, and I was the minister who put this in the legislation, we also put in a review clause for this very reason, so that people could continue to check our services working as planned, is are things going as was intended. And I do think they need to be given consideration, but that is the balance.
A cyclist has been seriously injured after a collision with a car on Wicklow's N11 this afternoon. Emergency services rushed to the scene around 2 o'clock at Junction 11 Kilpeder. The male cyclist has been taken to hospital and forensic collision investigators are conducting an examination at the scene. Driving instructors insist their suggestions for improving road safety are not motivated by making more money. The Professional Driving Instructors Association thinks learner drivers should have to do 30 hours of mandatory lessons and repeat the theory test or do more compulsory lessons if they fail their test. It's also calling for qualified drivers to have to do refresher tests every 10 years, as well as actively involving approved driving instructors in secondary school driving and road safety courses. Dominic Brophy from the PDIA says its suggestions are solely about making our roads safer.
Driving instructors are very busy. We're not struggling for work. What we're tired of seeing is the amount of young people dying on our roads. Statistics show internationally that the more driving lessons you take, the safer you become. We are well below the international standards. Driving lessons cost money, but it's a vital skill, and it's not a skill to get through a half an hour of driving on your driving test. This is to keep you safe and everybody else in your driving career.
The Road Safety Authority is to spend an extra €3 million this year funding road safety campaigns and education programmes. Work will also be fast-tracked to resolve technical and legal issues so that cameras can identify mobile phone use and seatbelt wearing as offences. It's part of a range of actions agreed during a high-level meeting with RSA chiefs, Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Ministers for Transport and Justice in response to the rising level of deaths on our roads. The weapons supervisor on the film Rust has been jailed for 18 months over the fatal shooting of the movie's cinematographer. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed had loaded the gun which went off in Alec Baldwin's hand, killing Helena Hutchins. She was convicted last month of her manslaughter. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer says sparing her jail would be giving her a free pass she didn't deserve.
It was your attorney that had to tell the court that you were remorseful. The word remorse, a deep regret, coming from a sense of guilt for past wrongs. That's not you.
And that's your latest news update at 4 minutes past midnight. Sport now in soccer. Bohemians have pulled level on points with second-place Derry City in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. James Akintunde's header 10 minutes from time was enough for a 1-0 win at home to Dundalk. The Lily Whites remain without a win and rooted to the foot of the table, and their night was compounded by what appeared to be a serious knee injury for Robbie Mahon. Cole Palmer was the star of the show as Chelsea extended their unbeaten Premier League run to 8 matches. Palmer scored 4 times in a 6-0 thrashing of Everton at Stamford Bridge. Defeat leaves Everton 2 points from safety. Meanwhile, the Premier League has vowed to deliver a ruling regarding their latest appeal before the end of the season. The Merseyside club formally lodged their objection to a 2-point penalty for a second breach of profit and sustainability rules. Nottingham Forest's appeal against their 4-point deduction will be heard next week. The appeals process has to be completed by the 24th of May, 5 days after the end of the season. FAI Chair Tony Keown believes David Carrell is well positioned to lead the FAI as they conduct the search for a new CEO. Carrell was installed as interim chief executive following this morning's departure of Jonathan Hill. To rugby, Geordie Barrett's described joining Leinster as a no-brainer. The All Black centre will link up with his new teammates in December and remain until the end of the season. His sabbatical from the Hurricanes has been factored into his new 4-year deal with New Zealand. The Barrett family spent more than a year living in Meath when Geordie was a child.
I have a family connection there where I lived in Ireland with the rest of my family for a couple of years as a 4 or 5 year old, and it's a place that's pretty special to me. So to have the opportunity to go back and meet some family and friends again and connections that were made up to 20 years ago is pretty cool.
Barrett's future teammate Dan Sheehan today signed his first IRFU Central contract. The hooker's 2-year deal follows a stellar Six Nations in which he was the competition's joint top try scorer. And that's your latest news and sport at 6 minutes past midnight.
Radio Nova weather.
With QuoteDevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
There will be clear spells and isolated showers tonight. It's going to be a very cold one with temperatures coming down to about 4 or 5 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the Nova Noise with a clue a day to win over 13K on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
One influential album, no interruptions. It's Radio Nova's Classic Album at Midnight.
Doobie Brothers started working on their third studio album in 1973, reworking old tunes. There was an old Tom Johnston song lying around called Osborne, an improv piece. And the producer, Ted Templeman, said, we can kind of work around it. So they ended up with Long Train Running, basically. Synthesizers and strings were brought in to record on this album, The Captain and Me. Dark-Eyed Cajun Woman, a bluesy tune, one of the band's earliest. Seen by Tom Johnston as a tribute to B.B. King, basically. South City Midnight Lady, one of the great FM radio songs. All about San Francisco, Southern San Fran. Not about any woman in particular, but Jeff Baxter from The Dan played pedal steel guitar on the album. Become an official Doobie in 1974. So here we go, The Captain and Me from the Doobie Brothers, your classic album at midnight on Nova.
influential album.
No interruptions.
It's Radio Nova's Classic Album at Midnight.
Classic Album at Midnight on Radio Nova.
When the sun comes up.
track by track, it's Radio Nova's classic album, At Midnight.
I think back to the time when I first saw your face. You were walking across the delta to your cold.
Radio Nova's classic album.
Classic album.
At midnight.
Playing easy somewhere, shade across my mind. Thoughts that pass, I cannot catch. I'll reach for you and find that I have to get burned out. Wind in the tree blows, even the sea knows that I have learned how. Think I can see now. Looking through dreams is not what it seems.
stop rolling and I can't stop. It's gravity out of my mind. Then the truck stop, the plane hop, the boat drop, and I'm so close. Boat drop and I'm so close. Give me a little more time.
Spin me around, took my life down. Pick me down slow, don't let me go. Spin me around, took my life down. Pick me down slow, don't let me go.
Gonna quit you, gonna quit you, gonna quit you, pretty mama. Quit you, hey mama. You know that I ain't no kind. Get behind me, get behind me, get behind me. Now bad times, oh bad times. There's nothing in there you can hide.
Spin me around, turn my life down. Get me down slow, don't let me go. Spin me around, turn my life down. Get me down slow.
Influential album.
No interruptions.
It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight.
Yeah.
Classic Album at Midnight on Radio Nova.
Shaking hands, I went and I lit up my last cigarette. set my life free.
Tracks, none of the ads.
The classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Yeah.
Radio Nova, wrapping up the Captain and Me, Doobie Brothers, Ukiah. Back on the radio on Tuesday, we'll have another classic album into the wee small hours. There's seriously addictive music continuing right through the night on Nova.
The classic album. We're back tomorrow night with another iconic album in full. Got an album in mind you think we should feature? Email classicalbum@nova.ie.
Radio Nova.
This is the last time that I will say these words. I remember the first time.
Nova. Seriously addictive.
I'm not afraid to
Seriously addictive.
Radio Nova.
Seriously addictive.
Every day, yeah. Take it back.